Perfectly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild. Keeping me on the tip of my tongue. 1, 2, 3, 4.
The Bike Kitchen welcomes you to Access Night, a weekly event in the shop offering free tool rentals for queer and trans folks, with the purpose being to make bike mechanics more inviting and accessible to folks traditionally excluded from the industry. Visit the Bike Kitchen on Wednesdays from 6:15 to 9 p.m., located in the basement of the Life Building. We hope to see you there.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Interpretando canciones que aprendió de los corteros, que aprendió de los corteros. De Saucata y Sincerín, ingenios azucareros, de fuerte musicalidad, por tantos ritmos variados que venían de Allende el Mar, por tantos ritmos variados que venían de Allende el Mar. Retumbo y el sexteto, oye la voz del pregonero, ay, oye la timba que retumbo y el sexteto, oye la voz del pregonero, suenan claves y maracas y la marimbula por el suelo, suenan claves y maracas y la marimbula por el suelo, la noche alegre está señora la muchacha, con viejitos cumbancheros. Noche alegre está tu niño la muchacha, con los viejitos cumbancheros, compartiendo la riqueza que al percutir los sueltan los cueros, compartiendo la riqueza que al percutir los sueltan los cueros, palenque.
listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded ancestral and traditional Musqueam territories. And you've just tuned in to CITR, of course, and the best show ever, Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. Mi gente linda, welcome to a brand new episode. My name is DJ Bruja, and I have here in the studio with me the iconic DJ D-Rod.
DJ D-Rod in the house. So happy to be here with DJ Bruja today on this fine spring is ahead day, because the time change.
That's true. We were just talking about that. And honestly, I miss the hour that was taken away. But hey, here we are.
Here we are. Hey, at least the sun is coming to stay for longer.
For longer.
But we did have to pay the price today.
So just listen to Palenquero Venivoga by Alfonso Córdoba el Brujo. Alfonso Córdoba is a huge figure in the history of Afro-Colombian music. He was born in Bebarama, and he then lived for a very long time in Quibdó, Colombia. He's a composer, a poet, a philosopher, and a great friend, and honestly, a huge icon, a cultural icon in the Colombian Pacific. Oh. And I think it was such a great introduction to today's topic.
Today's topic is Viva el Palenque.
Yeah, so it is.
It is. Where we have curated a playlist of some wonderful songs and musicians representing El Palenque in Colombia. And before we dive into more of it, we wanted to talk a little bit about what a palenque is.
Yeah, and kind of why we chose to bring you this episode. So February is Black History Month. Unfortunately, I was sick for the last like 2 weeks of February, so we weren't able to like come together to bring you a proper episode, but we wanted to do it nonetheless, because I think Black stories and Black history should be celebrated every month. And so we really wanted to bring you this month. And we thought that bringing you the history and understanding of what Palenque is and how important and how incredible and the impact that it had in Afro-Colombian and Afro-Latinx history is huge. So we
and
really
music.
Wanted to share. And music.
And music.
And music and culture. So should we get started with what is Palenque?
Yes, yes.
We should.
What is a palenque? Where does the name come from?
Yeah, so the palenquera community is formed by the descendants of slaves that through acts of resistance and resilience, they took refuge in the territories of the Costa Norte of Colombia since the 15th century. There are four palenques, main palenques, one of them being San Basilio de Palenques, San Basilio de Palenque, San José de Uré, Jacobo Pérez Escobar, and La Libertad.
Oh, to this day, these are the palenques that exist in Colombia. But the first one was San Basilio de Palenque,
yeah.
And it was founded by Bencos Biojo, Afro-Colombian born, who led the way to freedom in this area of the Pacific, the Colombian Pacific. And this is where the story begins for the music that then became such a big part of the culture in these
yeah.
areas. And
exactly. And so Bencos Biojo is also known as Domingo Biojo. And he was a leader that, like you said, commanded this rebellion of the slaves in the Nuevo Reino de Granada. And he became the first king of the Pueblo Libre de San Basilio de Palenque. So the first community of that managed to live in freedom. And he was a huge figure to actually make it an example for other communities and to reach sort of, you know, treaties and laws for slaves to be freed.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Bencos.
Yeah.
Well, you can see a statue of Bencos in San Basilio de Palenque.
Yeah, as well as in the Parque Apolo de Cartagena de Indias in Colombia. It's honestly such a dream of mine to go. I've been to Cartagena, but I've never been to San Basilio. And even within like Cartagena, and I would say the Colombian Pacific, like you can see a lot of palenqueras, which we're going to get into in our next segment, women from the four communities that we mentioned. And yeah, I think it's just incredible. We should definitely take a Viva Porú to San Basilio de Palenque.
And this is what we'll do in our next music segment. And we'll begin with Son Palenque.
Yeah, we will.
Pa' qué será? And Son Palenque is a legendary Afro-Colombian band founded in the beginning of the 80s in the city of Cartagena. But all the members are from San Basilio de Palenque, a very important village in the history of Afro-Colombians. And, you know, this Palenque de San Basilio, as we've talked, was founded and established in 1706. But in the 80s, their members still use the traditions and still go back to the traditions of music. But Son Palenque actually mixes it with a little bit of psychedelia. And, you know, we love these encounters of tradition and newer genres of music.
Exactly. Which I think is so awesome. So, yeah, we're going to listen to Son Palenque first. And then we're going to listen to Joe Arroyo, Fruco y Sus Tesos with Palenque.
Ooh.
Another icon and king, I would say, of salsa and Afro-Colombian sounds. I think he's so iconic, and this song is just so good.
Palenque, followed by Aguacero de Mayo by Totó la Momposina, which will also bring us to the wonderful women of the Palenques and their contributions to music and cuisine and
Yeah, so much.
So much.
So should we get started?
We should.
Yeah, we will.
We will.
Thank you for tuning in to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. This is Son Palenque.
Here we go.
Ay, mi novia me está buscando. 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 Ay, zapatilla bajo roba. Zapatilla bajo roba. Ay, zapatilla bajo. Me va a buscar. Si me voy pa' Cartagena, ahí
ay, zapatilla bajo roba. Ay, zapatilla bajo roba. Ay, si no me quiere mami. Ay, si no me quiere mami. Ay, si no me quiere mami. Si me meto en la caseta. Si me meto en la caseta.
Mete la mano, zapatilla ayuda a mi hermano, mete la mano, la mano. Que la meta para que se queme. Aguacero de mayo, déjalo caer. Aguacero de mayo, déjalo caer. Aguacero de mayo.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded, ancestral, and traditional Musqueam territories. That was Aguacero de Mayo by Totola Momposina. And you've just tuned in to our Palenque special here at Viva Porú, El Ungüento para el Alma. Welcome again. And this segment is particularly exciting because we're talking about the Palenqueras. Totola Momposina is one of the most well-known female artists from Palenque, from El Palenque, and yeah, we're here to honor them and talk a little bit more about their culture, what they bring to the world. And Totola Momposina is incredible.
She's so iconic. I feel like her voice is just so incredible. And of course, like, you know, you have seen the variety of music that she has brought and created, and the artists that she's collaborated with. And I feel like Toto is one of those examples of Afro-Colombian artistry that will transcend through years and years, because she is incredible. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she was greatly influenced by the women of Palenques, in particularly, you know, San Basilio de Palenque. So I read in an article of the Colombian government that was talking about how a lot of the women have moved out of the palenques, but that they are still trying really, really hardly to maintain their culture. So they describe the mujeres palenqueras, the women of the palenque, as matriarchs, leaders, and guardians of this legacy that has resisted centuries of oppression. So their knowledge has transmitted from generation to generation, making sure that these traditions of the Palenque are still alive today, not only in Bogotá, in Colombia's capital, in other cities, but honestly, everywhere in Latin America and everywhere in the world. And we can still see it today, not only in fashion, in music, in so many aspects types of art life. And aspects of life. And one thing that we really wanted to talk about was the trenzas. So the women's hairstyles are extremely unique and very, very, I would say, well known in the Palenque, because not only were they a testimony of certain events that were, that were and are happening in their lives, such as like a celebration, the birth of a baby, but also there are certain specific hairstyles for like funerals. For certain events that, evoke sadness or evoke certain other emotions, which I think is so beautiful. And their meaning goes way more beyond like happiness or sadness. It is literally their history, like tejida in their hair.
Well, braided and weaved in the hair, which also served as maps at some point.
Exactly. Yeah. So one of the reasons why the Palenque was really successful at like fighting for freedom is because of the many like strategies that the slaves took to kind of fight for to that against that oppression. And one of them was the hairstyle maps. So rather than having physical maps, because those were easy to like discover and easy to like, get your hands on and maybe discover certain palenques and how to get there. Slaves encoded geographic data into hairstyles, creating living maps to guide them to the palenque. So especially for slaves that were, in danger, risking their lives, trying to look for a better life, a place where they could be free. So I think that was one of the biggest, like, historical meanings to their hair.
Well, because el palenque had to be hidden in some way, right? And to get there, not only through the hardships of life and slavery, but also, like, traversing a terrain.
Yeah, treacherous, like, land. Yes. Unknown, like, because, again, maps were not, like, available and things like that. So that was another strategy, actually. They made their settlements hidden because they were, like, they tried to make them as blended as possible with nature to evade detection and establish a covert community. And they also, like, managed to form a lot of alliances with indigenous communities and bolstering defenses, trade, mutual aid, which also helped them thrive, which I think is so important. I know you had some very interesting things to talk about, like regarding instruments.
Yes. Genres. Oh wow. Yeah, just within the Afro-Colombian music genre, specifically of El Palenque and San Basilio de Palenque in the Colombian Pacific, there's not only son and bullerengue and cumbia, but just all the different instruments that also are very particular, the percussions and we will talk more about the music of the Palenque in our next segment coming up, but maybe we should jump over to the music and continue listening to this incredible music. But also, just from what you're saying, DJ Bruja, of all the methods and strategies that they were using to really reach El Palenque and live in freedom. Like, there's so much to learn from Afro-Colombians and Afro-Latinx people who sometimes, you know, being from Mexico, where it was just until 2020 that in the census there was a category for people to self-identify as Afro.
Yeah.
So in Mexico, there's been kind of like, not per se like an erasure, but not like an actual, you know, understand or acknowledgement that Afro people are everywhere and
have always existed.
Bring so much to the whole of Latin America. Yeah. That
and speaking of that, I think it's important to recognize that sometimes when you read it in history books and you talk about it, you think that, you know, slavery has happened a really long time ago, and that was not at all the case. Like, now with Ancestry, like, people are finding out more and more often that actually, like, very close ancestors of theirs had actually been slaves. And I think that brings, like, this awareness that we should definitely be talking about in recognizing that it wasn't such a long time ago. It was actually, like, you know, fairly recent, and that we should be having these conversations to avoid it happening again, and how to uplift these communities that have gone through that. And again, not too long ago, but pretty
recently. The organization is something that, or to organize and reach, you know, especially the state of the world right now, and sometimes we feel in despair but it's true that, hey, if we put that despair or grief towards organizing ourselves and collaborating, like the mutual action, following the steps of great people, like indigenous peoples and Afro people, also, hey, it's the way to go. The way to go.
Definitely. And that's what we kind of wanted to bring you today with some of this music.
What else
are we going to listen to?
We're starting with La Fuga by Nila Maye.
Awesome. And then we're going to listen to Las Penas Alegres. And this is actually a bullerengue by Petrona Martinez. Icon. Should we finish with Te Vengo a Cantar?
Yes. Oh, let's do it.
So excited. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to Viva Porú. It's been really, really fun, and we hope you enjoy. This is La Fuga.
El lumbalo y petite y su ritmo misterioso. Pa bailar,
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 pa
Welcome back to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul, here at CITR 101.9 FM. I'm DJ Bruja, and I have right here with me DJ D-Rod.
DJ D-Rod in the house in this Viva el Palenque special here at Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma.
Yes. Wow. What incredible music. Listen, it was hard to curate the playlist because there are so many incredible artists, so much music out there. So if you are into it, you should definitely check it out. Make sure that you follow artists that you kind of resonate with and that you like their music. It's a great way to support them. And I think it's really worth it. So much good music.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, incredible. And, you know, actually a little bit of the history of Palenque music, which traces its origins to rhythms and musical expressions brought by Africans in the slave trade, and primarily from regions such as the Congo and Angola. However, the Palenqueros preserved these unique traditions that cannot be found anywhere in the Americas, and then those musical forms, you know, to this day are very significant in the history of Colombia, as we mentioned. But one of the most significant genres in the Palenque music is lumbalú, which is a ritual funeral chant performed with drums to guide the souls of the deceased. And throughout history, Palenque music has, you know, one of the songs we listened in the last segment was Las Penas Que Se Bailan, Las Penas. So we were saying with DJ Bruja, the OG, Perrear Llorando.
Yeah. Which, and I think, like, listen, like, Latinas, we are so good at exactly that, like, having this, like, really strong emotions, like sadness and things like that, and being able to transform them into this, like, music that just makes you want to dance and makes you want to kind of, like, go through those emotions in that way, which I think it's iconic, and I love that. I love Petrona Martinez is so good.
So good.
And so many instruments too that
yes.
are used. And you know, listen to what you were saying, that like a lot of traditions, a lot of music is still maintained in the Palenques and nowhere else in the Americas. That is so true with language as well. Mm-hmm. So speaking of like another strategy that slaves used to escape and find the Palenque was the crafting of the Palenquero Criollo language that blended Spanish, Portuguese, French, and African dialects. So this like shielded communication allowed resistance organization without colonial interception.
Wow.
And it's still like spoken to this day, and it's recognized as an official language of the region.
And many songs are sung in this language as well. What you were saying, DJ Bruja, of the rhythm, the percussion. Yeah, some of the instruments used are the el tambor alegre, la tambora, but maracas and guacharaca as well. And marimba, I've heard in some.
Yeah.
But also another characteristic is the call and response type of singing. Like usually.
You mentioned this.
Yes, it's so great. Like the lead singer, but then a chorus responding to this lead singer. And for me in music, I really love a chorus of people, like especially when you can feel the community, like it's a very great feeling, like listening to a bunch of voices in a chorus.
And that response situation that you were mentioning is so good. And I think we saw perfect examples in the last segment of music of exactly that. Like, of course, you have a main lead singer, but then you have like all of these voices kind of responding back, having this sort of like dance and conversation, which is just so beautiful.
So beautiful. And, you know, and there's been influence on other genres. So Palenque music has played a significant role in shaping champeta criolla and also other Afro-Colombian musical styles. For example, Son Palenquero, influenced by Afro-Caribbean music, but also Bullerengue has traveled through the Atlantic coast now. So something that originates in the Colombian Pacific, but then makes its way, as always with music, traveling.
Even to Canada. Like, I was thinking about Lido Pimienta, you know. Like, she's an iconic, like, Colombian-Canadian artist that has such a particular style. And I feel like her music truly reflects this connection to African sounds and rhythms, and it's so beautiful, also with the mix of like her Canadian experience, which I think is awesome. So you should definitely check out Lido Pimienta.
Oh yes, Cancun. And of course, we could not have an episode without a cool llama fact.
Yeah. If you are just tuning into Viva Peru for the first time, we love llamas. We're obsessed. And every episode, we bring you a cool llama fact. And the cool llama fact of the week is related to percussion. Actually, llamas can recognize rhythmic patterns and respond to drumming. So some studies suggest that llamas, like other animals, can be sensitive to repetitive beats, and certain rhythms may even help calm them. So some owners have noticed that their animals react curiously to percussion sounds, sometimes even swaying their heads, perking up their ears. So they're vibing.
Wow. They're vibing. Just like the percussion really hits the spot of the rhythmic movements in the body, you know, like you hear this percussion and you just want to move and sway your ears and
perk up your ears
and keep listening, which is what we'll do. Oh, well, we did have one last suggestion for you, which is to look up some of the films by Afro-Colombian director, producer, screenplay writer, Johnny Hendrix Inestrosa.
Ooh, oh my goodness.
So great. He has actually been in Vancouver at the Latin Film Fest, I think on two occasions. So hopefully he comes back some other time. But his films really do, you know, even though not all, of course, are set in the Colombian Pacific, but they are experiences of wonderful characters, and some very specific to El Chocó and other regions over there in Colombia where we would like to be.
Yes. Oh, that sounds amazing. I can't wait to check it out.
Check him out. Johnny Hendrix Inestrosa. And well,
and
the realness.
We do have some more music in our last segment of Viva el Palenque special. We're going to start with Yo de ti me enamoré by Emilsen Pacheco.
Oh, ho, ho.
And then
followed by La Casa de la Compañía. And this one is one where you can listen to marimba actually being played at the beginning.
That's
awesome. Yes.
And then we're going to finish with Mapale Palo Que Sea by Palo Que Sea. And we've spoken a lot about Mapale before, but it is such an incredible folk dance and genre, Afro-Colombian genre, and we love it. So we really hope that you enjoy. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll confirm with you our next show date. It might be in 2 weeks.
We'll see. You know where to find us, 101.9 FM or on Instagram, Viva Peru at CITR.
Yes. And we love you.
We love you.
Thank you for tuning in. This is DJ Bruja saying bye.
This is DJ D-Rod. Peace. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for more awesome programming here at CITR 101.9 FM. Another thank you to our wonderful donors. We know it's March. We know Fun Drive is over, but still want to thank you so much. And okay, this is Yo de ti me enamoré. Enjoy.
Yo te vi, yo de ti me enamoré. Ay, desde que yo te vi, yo de ti me enamoré. Ay, me enamoro, me enamoro.
Yo de ti me enamoré.
Ay, me enamoro, me enamoro.
Yo de ti me enamoré.
Ay, desde ti me enamoré.
Yo de ti me enamoré.
Ay, yo de ti me enamoré.
Yo de ti me enamoré.
Ay, desde la primera vez.
Scott from the Evan Williams Project, and you are listening to UBC Radio CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
A writer. The type to set in words his nakedly newly bloody November earth. Measure the rain rising through October, ever the paler fire to their solar, uncleaner than Perrier water, none greener than Mary Jane the mother. Meaningless words, the babble of a boy of one, the dream deferred, his dad's paranoia. The kid's father hiding, his rifle cocked. The dishwasher fired from his white spot.